From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Preliminary surveys suggest the tornado that annihilated parts of Washington, Illinois, was an EF4. From member station WCBU in Peoria, Tanya Kuntz reports the twister is considered the most violent hit the state in 50 years.
The storm packed peak winds of 190 miles an hour. It's estimated to have demolished someplace between 250 and 500 homes in a Tazewell County community. The number is not confirmed because state emergency management officials are completing the official assessment. Jonathan Munkin is the director of the Illinois Emergency Management Agency.
Statewide, you're looking at several hundred, if not nearly 1,000 structures that had to be searched based on the damage that they had. Just in injuries alone in the Washington area, there were 120 people that needed some degree of medical care, whether it was provided by the first responders themselves or they had to be taken to a hospital.
One person was killed in the Washington tornado. State damage assessments are expected to be complete by the end of the week. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Kuntz in Peoria, Illinois.
A total of 6 people were killed in Illinois. 2 died in Michigan as a result of the storms. A federal judge is ordering the failed brokerage firm MF Global to pay $1.2 billion in restitution to its customers. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports the decision stems from a complaint that MF Global misused customer funds.
The fall of MF Global came quickly and by surprise. The company, once run by former New Jersey Senator John Corzine, filed for bankruptcy protection in 2011. The firm had made some bad bets on European debt that soured very quickly. In its final days, the firm siphoned more than $1 billion from customer accounts in a last-ditch effort to stay afloat. The company will also pay a $100 million civil penalty. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission, which brought the suit, says its litigation against Corzine and other MF Global executives will continue. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
George Zimmerman, the Florida man acquitted earlier this year in the death of unarmed black teenager Trayvon Martin, has been charged with assault for an altercation involving his girlfriend. Authorities say the woman called 911 after Zimmerman allegedly smashed a glass table, pointed a gun at her, and forced her out of the house. Dennis Lima is chief deputy with the Seminole County Sheriff's Department.
I know that our domestic violence investigators are working with her. She has been provided a notice of her rights, and we will be sitting with her in the coming days to make sure that she knows all of the things that are entitled to her as a domestic violence victim.
Lima says no one was hurt in the incident, and Zimmerman is cooperating with authorities. According to a senior administration official, round-the-clock efforts to improve the government's troubled healthcare.gov website are showing signs of paying off. Henry Chow, Deputy Chief Information Officer for the Centers for Medicare and Medical Services, written testimony prepared for a House panel, says the administration is preparing to expand the functionality of the site's consumer shopping subsidy tool. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 14 points. This is NPR. Officials investigating the attack by armed gunmen at a Kenyan mall in September now say they know the real names of all 4 gunmen involved. According to a Western official, the 4 are all ethnic Somalis, and none have been to the U.S. or the U.K. 2 of the names have been released, but an official says the other 2 names are not being released yet. The FBI has been analyzing the remains believed to be the attackers. Kenyan officials now confirm 67 people died in that attack. NASA has successfully launched its next mission to Mars. As NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports, this latest orbiter will investigate the red planet's upper atmosphere.
3, 2, 1. Main engine start, ignition, and liftoff.
The Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution Mission, MAVEN for short, lifted off without a hitch from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station in Florida. The spacecraft now begins a 10-month journey to Mars. Once there, it will study the outer edge of the atmosphere. That work could provide crucial clues about water, which once flowed on the surface of the red planet. Scientists believe the water may have evaporated from the ground to the top of the atmosphere before being blown into space by radiation from the sun. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
After a 3-year effort, 2 abortion foes say they've managed to get the issue on the ballot in Albuquerque. Tara and Bud Shaver with the group Operation Rescue have targeted a clinic in the New Mexico city they claim has turned into a late abortion capital of the nation. After losing before a medical board and making little headway in the Democratic-controlled legislature, they've been able to place a measure on the ballot that would ban abortions after 20 weeks. The measure goes to the voters tomorrow. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.